California lawmaker calls for ethics investigation after plea agreement alleges bribery scheme. Republican California Assemblyman Bill Esaley submitted an ethics complaint letter on December 12 asking the legislature to investigate alleged standards of conduct violations related to a federal bribery plea agreement unsealed earlier this month. The plea agreement for Baldwin Park City Attorney Robert Manuel Nacional Tafoya, who pleaded guilty to bribery and tax evasion charges, alleges an individual identified as Person 20, a public official who ran for state office in 2018, solicited and received money that was subsequently used to fund his or her campaign. The public trust placed in every elected member of the California legislature must not only be protected against clear criminal violations, but must also be safeguarded against any appearance of impropriety, as Saley wrote in the December 12 letter to Senate President Pro Tem Mike McGuire, Assembly Speaker Robert Rivas, and Ethics Committee officials. Although the plea agreement does not specifically name the individual legislator, there is sufficient information contained within the record to warrant an immediate investigation by the Assembly and Senate Ethics Committees to identify the person described in the plea agreement, and to consider any and all appropriate disciplinary action. According to the 2023 plea agreement, in 2017 or 2018, Person 20 approached Tafoya and allegedly asked him to solicit a $240,000 bribe payment from a business seeking a cannabis permit. Under the alleged scheme, a person identified in the agreement as Person 19 would be hired as a consultant and receive $40,000, and Person 20 would receive $200,000. While a contract was reportedly signed, the money was not delivered. According to the plea deal, Person 20, on two separate occasions, solicited $15,000 from Tafoya, once in 2017 and again after winning the primary in June 2018. Starting in 2017 and ending in November 2018, Person 20 was running for state elected office. To raise campaign funds, Person 20 asked defendant on two occasions to provide him her $15,000 in cash that Person 20 could then funnel to other individuals to make conduit contributions to his, her campaign, the plea deal states. The city attorney allegedly paid the bribes with cash withdrawn from his bank, because he feared that the individual could remove him from his appointed position, and he believed that if elected, the person would provide him with more opportunities, according to the plea agreement. Person 20 allegedly wanted the money to fund contributions that would make it appear the individual's campaign had support among the community. I'm not really shocked at the allegations, I'm shocked there haven't been more criminal investigations, Esaley, an attorney and former federal prosecutor, told the Epoch Times on December 12. There is rampant corruption taking place in our state capital. He said more attention should be paid to state representatives and noted a lack of oversight for cannabis permitting procedures and an abundance of cash in the industry that he alleged fueled political malfeasance at local levels. The Senate and Assembly's legislative ethics committees are tasked with considering all complaints, investigating if evidence suggests violations of conduct rules have occurred, and recommending disciplinary action, if appropriate. In a statement announcing his concerns, the assemblyman said public officials should be held to higher standards. It's unacceptable for legislators to financially benefit from abusing their powers, while everyday Californians are struggling just to survive, Esaley said. We need major reforms and accountability for our state elected officials. Lengthy investigation. The public official mentioned in the investigation, according to the plea deal, allegedly asked City Attorney Tafoya to follow a scheme concocted by then-Baldwin Park City Council member Ricardo Pacheco. Pacheco pleaded guilty in 2020, admitting to a series of bribery schemes, including soliciting and receiving bribes from a police officer who was working with the Federal Bureau of Investigation in its investigation. With the passage of Proposition 64 in 2016 legalizing recreational cannabis, businesses have competed for licensing opportunities across the state. To help facilitate permitting, then Compton City Councilmember Isaac Galvin allegedly paid Pacheco $70,000 to secure permits for his client, Ichang Bai. The two men pleaded not guilty after being arrested in September 2023 and charged with one count each of bribery and conspiracy and eight counts of wire fraud. This case is yet another example of my office's determination to root out public corruption and backroom deals that corrode our political system, U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada said in a statement. We will continue to pursue politicians who violate their sacred oaths by placing their own desires ahead of their constituents' needs. Those who signed plea deals in the recent cases are cooperating with authorities, and the FBI and IRS are still investigating these matters, according to the Justice Department. Former San Bernardino Planning Commissioner Gabriel Chavez also pleaded guilty to bribery involving Pacheco. He admitted in 2022 to acting as an intermediary for payments from cannabis companies to the Baldwin Park City Council member. Edgar Cisneros, former Commerce City Manager from November 2017 to December 2023, also pleaded guilty to participating in the corruption scheme with Tafoya. Anyone who has information about these bribery schemes or corruption regarding public officials is asked to send details or call the FBI's Los Angeles field office at 477-6565.